Oh, wait a minute. What?
Contracted. I was like, oh, is that that movie about that girl that gets like AIDS? There's a fucking second one coming out.
Is there really?
It came out 5 days ago. Contracted, phase two.
Really?
Yes. Riley searches for the cure to the virus that took over Samantha before it consumes him and the entire world. How about that shit?
Oh, so it stars a dude this time.
Matt Mercer. Josh Forbes is directing it.
It's not even the same director as the first one?
It is not.
When that kind of movie gets a sequel and it's not the same director, that's messed up.
That movie will make you not want to have sex, like, ever again. Yeah,
especially if with somebody that works at a morgue. What's up? This is Movies On Up. Now he's gone really mad. I'm Dave, joined by my really mad co-host when I mess up the beginnings, Ryan.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And he doesn't have to, because it's October!
Yeah, don't
be
mad.
We are Movies On Up. Our tagline this week, now he's gone really mad. If you know what movie that's from, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, or Twitter, @moviesonup. Let us know if you are right, and we pick you. You win the spooky good.
Scary good.
Scary good. Movies On Up prize package. It is October. We've been doing this. This is our fourth October. It's always kind of a big deal for us around Movies On Up. Ryan and I are both big horror movie fans. The quality of horror movies that get released mainstream anymore, we don't really get to talk about horror movies as much as maybe we'd like to. Except for October.
Yeah, when we fix that.
We abandon everything else about the show and just do horror movies. In years past, it's been we do a movie in a list episode. We ran out of Halloween list ideas, so this month is going to be very heavy on movie episodes.
Pretty much entirely. Yep. Except for this episode.
Except for this one.
List.
Except for this one, the first one. And the last episode, which we'll wait because it's a scary, cool episode that'll be fun.
Yeah, not a list episode.
Yeah, not a list episode or a watching a movie episode. So
that's true.
That'll be fun. But this one, it started back in the day, a little history of our October. At the end of every episode, we each used to give a watch this, to where we would just each give a movie. In October, we decided to each give so many that after October episodes, you had 31 movies to list.
But you had to listen to all the episodes in October to get all 31. It was like a breakfast cereal promotion.
Yeah, so to kick off October, this year we thought it'd be cool. We're going to give you 31 horror movies. Some of them you've probably heard of, some of them you've probably seen, some of them you probably don't want to see. We're just going to give you 31 horror movies. Most of them are on Netflix. We didn't really want to put thought into this, so most of it was just browsing Netflix for movies that we've seen.
Well, and in fairness, we did want to make it easy. We have some movies that aren't on Netflix that we're going to do movie episodes on, so you may have to do a little legwork if you haven't seen the movie and you want to. But for everything else, we wanted to make sure that if we mention a movie, you haven't seen it, and you think it sounds cool, you can just go right on Netflix and get it. If you don't have Netflix, I don't know how to help you there. I'm sorry.
Borrow a friend that has Netflix.
Yeah, just email Dave. He'll give you his password. He can have like 8 people on there. That's fine.
But we're going to kick it off. We're going to do this in 4 chunks of movies and then just kind of talk about the movies as a chunk. On the first list, it's going to be cool new horror movies. These are newer ones.
Newish
that are in the last 5 or 6 years, I'd say. Pretty sure every one of these is on Netflix. Most of these I stumbled across randomly on Netflix. They are the vampire movie from Ireland, From the Dark, Housebound, Grabbers, Zombievers, Your Next, Extraterrestrial, Wormwood, Road of the Dead, Preservation, and Horns.
What I really like about how this list is going to kind of take shape, you have some traditional horror movies. From the Dark, really kind of cool take on a vampire movie, which Dave talked about during our favorite vampire movies. And then you have some, I would say Horns is kind of a more quote-unquote traditional horror movie. But then we have a lot that have a sense of humor to them. And something like Grabbers, Zombievers, You're Next, Housebound. Yeah. As you're watching, it's absolutely a horror movie. 100%. You get the gore, you get the deaths, you get everything you want, but you also get a sense of humor. And that's not just in the cool new horror section. We can go down every section and you'll find those. Dave and I appreciate comedy as well. So we have a lot of horror movies that do
especially
show that.
When it's not forced. Something like Zombievers, I generally don't like movies like that because I feel like they're just trying to force the comedy. Zombievers was way better than it had any right to be. Zombievers seems like it is a joke of a movie, but it's a lot better than you would expect it to be. Grabbers, really good. Housebound, really smart in its humor. And it goes places that you don't expect it to. Extraterrestrials, an interesting one. It's directed by the guys that did Grave Encounters, which I'm not a big fan of that movie. But this makes me want to see more movies from them. It's not Grave Encounters. It's shot really, really
cool. The Vicious Brothers?
Is that what they're called? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
These guys know how to work a camera. This movie looks fantastic. This movie is shot very, very cool. They do some cool stuff with the camera. It's not bad. It's not a bad movie. It's really well directed. Wormwood Road of the Dead, it's a different take on a zombie movie. And then Preservation is one of those weird ones that I just stumbled across. It's a survival in the woods kind of movie, but it's unpredictable, which I like that about it. It's not the greatest movie. It moves a lot faster than you expect it to, but not bad. I mean, every one of these, I'm not saying they're great. I'm saying if you're sitting around and you just feel like watching a horror movie, I would recommend any of these.
Yeah, and I think Horns is one that, you know, some of these other ones may be a little bit out there. Either they're a couple Irish movies. I think Grabbers is an Irish movie. From the Dark.
The movie about aliens that can't attack you if you're drunk.
Yeah.
Definitely
so
an Irish
Don't go to Ireland.
Movie.
Right, exactly. I feel like Horns might be kind of the safe bet there. Daniel Radcliffe, Juno Temple. It has some names. It was pretty good, too.
I liked it a lot. Yeah. I feel like the safest, like, if you want just a straight-up horror movie that you're familiar with, You're Next, I think, is the most of all these movies. I think that has the widest appeal.
Maybe the most mainstream, sure.
Yeah, not really big name in the cast, but it's really good. It's your house survival slasher movie, essentially, with a cool twist. It's really good. It's got your gore. It's got your humor. It's got everything.
Perhaps destined to one day be a classic, which is our next kind of classification of movies. Not too many in this, and some of these you actually are going to have to do a little bit of legwork. I believe 3 out of the 5 are on Netflix. Actually, I'm sure 3 of the 5 are. The other 2 I don't think are. But we're going to do movie episodes on them, so we at least wanted to give you a heads up. And those 2 that you're going to have to do some legwork on are Guillermo del Toro's Cronos, which is a vampire movie I think I've talked a little bit about before. Maybe not your prototypical vampire movie, but a good story nonetheless. And then Blair Witch Project, which was one of Dave's favorite movie-going experiences. We'd like you to watch it in the comfort of your own home and try and recreate that movie-going experience. The other 3 you can find on Netflix: Nightbreed, which is really, really good, Reanimator, and The Monster Squad. There are very few movies at any point in the year I can sit down and enjoy as much as Monster Squad. I adore that movie.
I know it's one of your favorite movies. I love this movie so much. And it was kind of like fate, because we had talked about what movies we're doing, and he mentioned we're doing a Cronos and a Blair Witch Project episode this month. We're also doing a Monster Squad episode. And it was kind of fitting, because we're trying to come up with horror movies we're going to do. And that was one of those that should be one of the first ones to come to mind, but it just keeps getting passed over. So we did it. And then 2 days later, I realized it's getting added to Netflix in like a week. So if you have not seen Monster Squad, watch it. If you've seen it and you have kids,
watch it with them.
My kids loved it. The day it went up on Netflix, I made the kids watch Monster Squad with me. It's such an awesome movie.
It means the Goonies with Universal Monsters.
Yeah.
It's just as good as the Goonies.
I think it's better, but I've never seen Goonies, so maybe my opinion's invalid. But Reanimator's a classic. Nightbreed, I think, is...
I think it's underrated.
That's the word I'm looking for, because I'm not... For big-time horror fans, they hold this movie on a pedestal.
Absolutely.
Casual horror fans may not have seen it. David Cronenberg is awesome. Like, it's really messed up, based on the Clive Barker book Cabal, which I read in fourth grade.
Speaking of really messed up.
I got in trouble because it was during state testing, and when you finish the test, you're allowed to read. And I got told I'm not allowed to read anymore because I would finish my state testing and then pull out Cabal by Clive Barker. And my fourth grade teacher, not a fan of Clive Barker, apparently. The movie's fantastic. I rewatch this movie once every 3 or 4 months. Like, I've seen this movie a lot. it messes you up still. Like, it's a good horror movie.
If there were two guys that have the ability to really mess with you, I mean, Clive Barker and Cronenberg are two of those kind of guys.
And the world, like, you talk about world building with a horror movie, you don't see it a whole lot, but man, this movie does it, and it's really, really good. And then obviously Blair Witch Project, I'm a big fan of.
Reanimator, I feel like, is a little bit like Nightbreed, in that horror fans probably like it an awful lot. And this might be a movie that, if you're not a horror fan, maybe you pass over it.
I think it's something casual horror fans have at least heard of.
Probably.
I mean, but maybe I think not,
it's got
seen.
Enough of, it's got enough of a cult following.
Yeah, whereas
so
Nightbreed,
Nightbreed,
I just think, is completely unknown to such a large chunk of the population.
There's only five movies. They're classics, so make all of them known to you.
But from classics, we're going to go on to new classics.
Which basically just means they're really, really, really good. They're just newer.
Yeah. I mean, we put on the newest, the cool new horror. I said they're probably within the last 5 years. These are newer-ish, maybe a little
bit. No, they may not all be within the last 5 years. I'm doing the math on
one of them is. The others are a little bit older. They're movies that we love, that we think in 10, 15 years when people are talking about horror movies, these movies may get brought up as
or
well.
Or at least it'll just be us.
Yeah, in our 20-year anniversary episode.
Paul.
Teeth, The Babadook, 28 Days Later, The Orphanage, The Guest, and A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. 28 Days Later, probably my favorite movie ever. We are doing an episode on that this month. I'm very excited about that because we have a week where we're doing 28 Days Later and its sequel that I hate.
I
think I hate. I'm going to give it a second chance. The Babadook, I think, is phenomenal. That just came out last year.
That was one I think we were very, very close to doing a standalone Babadook episode.
We were going to, and then we forgot about it
like
until
in
after
April.
We had,
we were going to do it.
It's like, oh, this October, DVD. We have to do a Babadook episode. And then we plan October, and it's like, we forgot to do a Babadook episode. Fantastic. Teeth, we have done an episode of. The Guest, you snuck this one in there.
I did.
I did not. I love that movie.
Yeah, and the reason I put it on there, it maybe not be a horror movie in like the vampire
the
monster.
The first 80% of that movie does not feel like a horror movie.
No.
It makes up for it in the last 20%.
If you think that like, Terry O'Quinn, was it Stepdad or?
That, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that was. If you consider that a horror movie, like mistaken identity, slasher kind of thing, a horror movie, then this is absolutely it. And it stars your girl, who was from It Follows this year.
Yeah. This made me fall in love with Maika Moreau. Like, just watching her in this movie makes me think, like, that girl's going to be a star. She followed up with It Follows. Mm. She's the president's daughter in Independence Day. She's got a bunch of other stuff coming out.
And the soundtrack for The Guest is awesome.
It's phenomenal. I mean,
I want to bump to that all the time.
For somebody who grew up in the 80s loving horror movies, the last 20 minutes of this movie is one of the most fun experiences. Like, it's a fun movie. And Dan Stevens, great.
Good, yeah.
Like, for what he's doing in this movie, Dan Stevens isn't a great actor. This is a fantastic performance. It's such a fun movie. It's something different. It's different than everything else we're mentioning. Like, it doesn't feel as much like a horror movie. But man, is this movie awesome. Like, it's probably one of the most fun movies on this entire list.
I wouldn't say that necessarily A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night is fun, but I think that it's not necessarily a horror movie like The Guest is a horror movie. This was kind of a smaller joint. I think it's made by an Iranian girl. I think she made it over here in the States, if I'm not mistaken. But it is a vampire movie, and it's one that I sort of wanted to mention when we did our vampire list, but I don't like it as much as I liked those other five. But I think it's absolutely worth a watch. I had to kind of seek it out on iTunes or whatever, but now it's on Netflix. I'm going to set it up for failure when I compare it to a movie like Let the Right One In. People think that's the best vampire movie ever made, and they might be right because it is really good, but it's a vampire movie the way that is a vampire movie.
Exactly. And before you even said that, when you're starting to explain it, that is the comparison that comes to mind. Is Let the Right One In. That's where the comparison ends. They're the same kind of tone and same kind of feel.
But not accomplished. They're anywhere near the same.
They're not Dracula 2000. Right. They're not The Lost Boys. They're their own kind of vampire movie. Let the Right One In does it a lot better, but this is still worth a watch. It's still a unique and interesting take on a vampire movie.
Honestly, I don't want to talk too much about the ones that we're actually going to do episodes on, but of all of these, I really think... I think The Babadook, that's going to be the one that I think going forward, people are, once they get to it, if they haven't already, they're going to be, holy shit. It was an Australian director. She's a lady. Her name's escaping me right now. I'll look it up here in a second. But I believe that was her feature debut. And holy shit, to make this the first time out, I mean, this movie, it was another one I found on iTunes at the tail end of last year on a recommendation from another iTunes, I guess, pioneer. And I thought it was phenomenal. I ordered it again so that I could watch it with my girlfriend. So, I mean, I had bought the movie before I actually ever bought the movie. When it came out on DVD, on Blu-ray, I bought it then, and I was very close to buying, like, the edition that actually comes with the Babadook book, because it's, honestly, it's game-changing horror. It's that damn good.
Jennifer Kent is the name of the writer-director. It's got a performance from Essie Davis that's... Last year, I brought it up on our Oscar talk, because I feel like this movie, not just because I love horror, like, from a directing standpoint and from a lead actress standpoint, this movie could have gotten those nominations, and I don't think anybody could argue it. Essie Davis's performance, she's jaw-dropping in this movie. For what she's asked to do a lot, and she nails it. And then just from a directing standpoint, Jennifer Kent shows a lot of promise and a lot of talent, and I'm scared, because when your first movie is this good, how do you do it?
Yeah, like, how do you think the bottom's going to fall out?
How do you follow this up? But there's enough there that I have faith in her. It's so well written. It's so well directed. The performance she got out of the actors, amazing. So I absolutely want to see what Jennifer Kent is. And as far as new classics go, absolutely. In 10, 15 years, I think a lot of people that slept on this movie are going to stumble across it and regret the last 10 years that they haven't seen this movie.
And I think this is a great movie that you can watch and talk about, because it...
I still don't understand the ending.
Exactly. Two people can watch it at the same time and have completely different ideas on how it ends. And that's, as much as I love the movie, that's the part that I actually like the most, is talking about this movie with somebody after they've seen it and be like, all right, what do you think happened? And I don't think it's a frustrating ending to where you absolutely have no idea what you just sat through. It's just open-ended to the point where I think you can really take it a couple different ways, but you don't get that a lot in horror movies. Usually, like, the monster's dead, or at least you think he's dead, and then, you know, some people survive, and that's
it. And usually the ending is like a letdown. They get something like It Follows from this year. It got a lot of rave, but people don't like the ending.
Yeah.
It fell apart at the end. I believe it did. I liked It Follows a lot. Kind of fell apart at the end.
It sucked at the end. To kind of round out our list, I think we were pretty clever in our like new horror classics, new classics, and then we're just like, miscellaneous,
other
horror movies. These are other horror movies, two of which we're going to do standalone episodes on. Dave already said we're going to go back to back with the...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. We're also going to go back to back on a couple found footage horror movies, The Blair Witch Project being the first one, and then Willow Creek, Bobcat's movie from last year or the year before, about some good old-fashioned Sasquatch hunting. We'll talk a little bit more about those later. And then we have quite a smorgasbord of
other horror movies.
Of other horror movies, some which are kind of gross, some which are really funny, and some which just have a ton of action in it. Those movies are Contracted, Afflicted, which, you know, seem like they should be the same movie, but they are quite different. Stakeland, Shrooms, Jugface, Repo, The Genetic Opera, Bad Milo, Dead Snow, We Are What We Are, and The Horde. Just kind of in show prep, I was looking up Afflicted because I wanted to make sure that I had Afflicted and Contracted right in my brain. And when I looked up Afflicted, I was like, nope, that's not the one I thought it was.
Afflicted is a found footage vampire movie.
Right.
Contracted is an STD zombie movie.
Exactly. And Contracted, I mean, this movie, I've never seen a better form of birth control than this movie. What the main character goes through, holy hell. Yeah, you're going to definitely want to think twice before getting it in. And we just saw that there is a Contracted 2 that just came out like 5 days ago. By now, I've contracted Contracted 2 and have probably regretted it. But actually, Contracted is, it's gross. but really, really good flick.
Afflicted was cool because it's a different take on vampires. My favorite movie from this group is The Horde. That's one of my favorite zombie movies. You snuck that one in. I didn't
sure
see
did.
That.
That's your 31st movie.
Yeah. That has one of the coolest zombie fighting scenes in movie history.
In the parking garage.
Yeah.
Like
it's one of my favorite zombie movies, not just in the past 10 years, like ever. I mean, what is it? German? Foreign language. But it's phenomenal because it takes what I love. I love crime movies. I love dirty cops. I love mobs. I love when they come head to head. And then you throw zombies in there in an apartment building. It's a mix of all these things that I love. And it's set up to be a...
It's French.
French, okay. Yeah. Set up to be a great movie. And it is. There's a scene on top of the car that I could watch that one scene over and over again forever, and I'd be perfectly fine. Jugface is weird.
Yeah.
Jugface is a little out there. Stakeland.
I'm surprised that wasn't on your list for favorite vampire movies because it's Australian and it's a vampire movie.
It's like a zombie movie with vampires. The vampires are more zombie-like in this movie, but there is a scene where they're dropping vampires out of helicopters onto people, which is pretty cool. It's a unique movie. It's pretty cool.
I would say Repo is pretty unique. There was a couple horror musicals that are on Netflix. I only wanted to put one on because I don't like musicals. But I may have given you the opposite impression if I took a list of 31 horror movies and made two of them musicals. Repo and Stage Fright is the other one. I really like Repo. The practical effects in that are really, really good about a organ repossession man. Anthony Stewart Head is really good in it as well. Bad Milo, I think, is absolutely hilarious.
Ken Marino, Gillian Jacobs, the ass demon.
Exactly. An ass demon, a little bit like The Basket Case, but if Bilal was hanging out your ass. It's everything you'd expect from a Ken Marino-led movie. I thought that was really, really good. Dead Snow, it got kind of a lot of buzz, as evidenced by the sequel already. The sequel kind of sucks, but the first one is kind of cool. You have some Nazi zombies. It's a sort of a cross between a zombie movie and Leprechaun. Them Nazi zombies just want to know where their gold's at. That was another foreign flick. I think it was like Scandinavian, somewhere in there. That probably ought to lump all those countries together. And We Are What We Are, that is a much different movie than some of the other ones we've talked about. It's kind of slow, sort of tense, super weird, super awkward and uncomfortable, but I liked it. Based off I think it was a Spanish flick.
Yeah, this one was weird. It feels like this came out around the same time where a handful of movies with the same kind of feel came out.
Sure.
This sticks out among them, though. This is one of the better ones. But yeah, I mean, that's 31 horror movies that we kind of flew through.
Yeah, we'll put them back up. I'll put them up in the post for this. So if you're listening on iTunes or something, hop on over to moviesonup.com. You can find our episodes pretty easily. They're either listed by month on the right-hand side and find October 2015, or you know, it should probably still, maybe by this time, be on the homepage. I don't think we would have added many news episodes since you're catching this, but check that out. It'll have all the movies listed. I'll even do it by category.
Just to recap for what to look forward to kind of this October, next week we're kicking off with 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. The week after that is Kronos and The Orphanage. After that, Blair Witch Project, Willow Creek. And then to end the month, we're having Monster Squad and a very special Halloween episode of Movies on Up. If you want to follow along, you have to seek some of those out. Kronos, Blair Witch, Willow Creek, 28 Days and 28 Weeks. None of those are on Netflix.
But Monster Squad is, and that's the one we really want you to watch anyway.
I'm excited for that episode. I'm excited. It's October. We love doing these episodes. We've been so focused on doing a certain franchise for movies the last 6 months, so we haven't really branched out and done other movie episodes. So we're going to start that this week. We're talking other movies that aren't part of one franchise. So I'm excited.
Whose name we won't mention.
We made
again.
A vow. So I'm excited.
It got mentioned earlier this week a lot.
Did. Yeah. Hindsight's 2020. But it'll be fun. We really enjoy our Halloween episodes. Let us know if there's any horror movies that you stumble across on Netflix that we missed. I know there's a ton. Let us know. Moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup, Twitter @moviesonup. I'm always looking for horror recommendations. The majority of that list are movies I just stumbled across on.
Yeah, we've already seen those, so we need something else.
So
do us a solid.
So let me know. And not the one about the monsters that live under the ground with the new doctor. That one was weird. I forget what it was called. I watched it right after From the Dark.
With Peter Capaldi?
No, not that doctor. Oh. It might have been Blair Underwood or somebody. I don't remember. But it was really bad. Like, he moves into town as a new doctor, and there's these things that live under the underground that are stealing like kids. My girlfriend liked it. I thought it was terrible. We watched it right after From the Dark. So, yeah, let us know recommendations of movies, just not that one. And check out From the Dark or any of the other 31 movies we mentioned.
We'll see you 5 days later with 28 days later.
Yeah, but until then,
keep it up.